urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Hello, my dear friends. It is August 23rd, 2021. I'm happy to be with you today. Calling in again, you must be tired of me saying this, from a remote location. And I have a special guest lined up for us today. With all the bad news in the world, in fact, it impacted me last night to some extent. I was just so sad to see about Afghanistan and Haiti and the fires in Tennessee and all the things that are happening. Thought, Lord, your people need hope. Your people need hope. And so the Lord placed a name in my heart for this radio broadcast. So I'm very happy to tell you that we will be having Mark Griswold on the air with us about 4:10. We're going to be talking about his faith journey and how that incredible event called Abbey Fest came about, and that it's back this year. So I want you to begin to pray with me. Again, the Lord led me in prayer to have you pray with me. We're going to pray the St. Michael, the Archangel prayer. We need to be praying this not just after Mass, but every day with our families. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. Very, very powerful prayer, my friend. And again, don't hold off on it just for after Mass on Saturday evening or Sunday, or weekday masses, but I want you to pray this every day. And if you don't know the prayer, look it up. It's very simple. Pray it with your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors. Pray it every day with your spouse. And if you're single or a widow, widower, please pray it because it is so powerful. We are living in a time of which many of the visionaries from Fatima forward, the approved apparitions, have talked about. We are living in very dark times. But as we know, Jesus always triumphs. The Roman Catholic Church will triumph. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. So this program, this radio network, is about providing hope and consolation to you, our beautiful listener. So let me tell you about our guest today who will be coming on. Thank you, Jesus, that I found his cell phone number out of old files that I had, and I was so thrilled when he answered the phone. My friend's Mark Griswold, he currently serves as Director of Religious Education and Music Ministry at St. Norbert Parish in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Prior to this role, Mark directed a vibrant youth ministry program at St. Norbert for 14 years. Mark has worked in pastoral ministry for 30 years in many settings with youth and adults. He's well known for his music ministry, and he leads worship for Catholic retreats and conferences throughout the country. Mark is married to his lovely wife for almost 24 years, and they have four beautiful children, and as he says, who are growing up too fast. We're going to be talking about, when he calls in, his faith journey, because it's an amazing story. Those of you in the Philadelphia, Maryland, Delaware, possibly New York region who are listening, you've heard of Abbey Fest. If you haven't, I want you to look it up. I only went to my first Abbey Fest. It was, I think it was 2 years ago. Every weekend when it was scheduled in previous years, I couldn't attend. But a dear friend of mine said, please attend, please. So my husband and I did. I have to tell you that Abbey Fest was heaven on earth for us. We didn't want to leave the grounds of St. Norbert's. Such a powerful, powerful day and evening. So what in the world, how would one young guy, excuse me, a father, how would the Lord reveal to him that such an event or such a thing could come about? You see, he's just an ordinary guy. He's an ordinary husband and father. So why couldn't this happen to us? The Lord wants to speak to us in the silence of our hearts, in the silence of praying the rosary. All of us are called to step up to the plate now. And that's why we need St. Michael, all the angels and saints, and our Blessed Lady, above all, leading us to the heart of her Son. This is why the Lord led me today. Mark's message, I don't care how old you are. If you're a teenager, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, up to 99, this message is for you to provide hope and joy in the midst of all the darkness that we see enveloping us around the world on a daily basis. If you think, oh, I know the story. No, you don't. You don't. I'm going to ask Mark some really interesting particulars about his faith journey. And then we're going to lead into the amazing story of Abbey Fest and how God is bringing it back this year with Matt Maher. You know, my husband laughs because I love to listen to Matt Maher. And sometimes on Alexa or Google at night, I'll say, play Matt Maher music. And all night long, I'm hearing Matt Maher music. And my favorite is Good, Good Father that Mark Griswold played at a retreat with me, with Sister Ann Shields and Father James Blunt a few years ago. And Sister Ann turned to me and said, my favorite song is Good, Good Father. So I went over to Mark, told him, and he played. And we have a beautiful picture of Sister Ann with Mark as he played this song. But music transcends our hurts. Music transcends our vulnerabilities. And we need to tap into music. As I told a friend suffering from COVID, really, really suffering, the pain is excruciating. I said to this friend just this weekend, I know you can't pray, and there are no words that I can say. We are praying for you. But years and years ago, a priest that passed away in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia told me when I was very, very ill, I said, Father, I can't pray. I can't pray. I just say Jesus. And of course, that's a prayer unto itself. And he said, Ann, I want you to pray with music. And he actually recommended Belfast Revival for me back then. It had to be 10 years or so ago. And he recommended that song, that CD, and I played it constantly until the Lord delivered me out of sadness. So, my friends, music is an integral part of your faith journey. Psalm 150 talks about it. If you've never read Psalm 150, please, please read it. Pray it tonight after this program. And Mark Griswold lives hope, courage, and faith, not only with his wife and children, but his long-standing history in the church. He bears so many fruits. He has praise music sessions online. Can you imagine? You can find him on Facebook, and he has praise music sessions, and you can listen and join him in prayer and just amazing moments with other people. If you're suffering, if you're afraid, stay with us for this program. Stay with us because our God is a God of power. He will and is triumphing over all the darkness that you see and that we see around us. The gates of hell will not prevail against the Roman Catholic Church. Remember that. Many of us learned that in the Catholic Catechism as children. But the gates of hell will not prevail against us. So, my friends, live a sacramental life. Live a life of joy by putting on the music, by singing, by praying twice. That's what music is. It's praying twice, Psalm 150. And believe and gather with people who believe like you, who believe like us. Can you do that? Can you do that? And again, pray the St. Michael prayer every day. if not all the time, when you feel as if you can't go on. Very, very powerful prayer. And of course, we know the greatest weapon is the rosary. The rosary. And if you can, to receive the Eucharist or go to adoration, if you can. You can't just sit at home and think life is going to just envelop you. This is a time of we need to praise God in the midst of our hurts and our fears. And that's what Abbey Fest is about. And that's what our beloved friend Mark Griswold is about. He is about praise and worship in the midst of darkness, in the midst of life. Music transcends the hurts that we feel. Music transcends all that you're feeling today and all that you're seeing. Turn off the television. Put on the music. Put on the music and praise God in your fears, in your loneliness, in your sickness. Can you praise him with us today? Can you praise him with Mark Griswold today? And you should be calling in. He's a little bit late. And I hope and pray that I gave him the right number earlier. As many of you know, I had eye surgery in May, and my eyes still are not quite right. And sometimes I type in wrong numbers. So I'm praying that he can, that I did the right number for him, and that he is at a landline. I asked him to call on a landline, so I'm not talking over him right now.
He's on right
now.
So
my friend, yes. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I have you. I was worried that I lost you.
Hi, Ann. It's Mark.
Hi, Mark. You're live on the air.
Wonderful.
I was just sharing with our listeners before you called how an amazing background and the power of music transcending fear and hurt and vulnerabilities. But I wanted you to start, Mark. I shared your background a little bit about your faith journey, particularly up to Abbey Fest and how God revealed that to you. But you just didn't come off the block being some faithful, holy husband and dad. Just give our listeners a little bit about your faith journey in the past.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as we all know, saints are not born, saints are made, right? So I'm in the process of being made, God willing. But yeah, so thanks, Ann, for having me on. And of course, you know, the Lord has been good and been faithful to me throughout my life. Just briefly, my faith journey, you know, really starts with my family, obviously, my parents who were faith-filled Catholics when I was a young child, raised me in the faith, you know, receiving the sacraments, sending me to Catholic school, you know, being able to have moments of encounter with the Lord in a deeper way in that journey. But particularly in high school, when I was invited by some wonderful, wonderful people in my parish when I was a young person to join a charismatic prayer group that met in our parish. And you know, I was probably in 9th or 10th grade when that happened, and I started to attend our charismatic prayer meeting at our parish. And this was when I was living in Louisiana, where I spent much of my younger years. And you know, I can't tell you how impactful that was to me. I mean, that was pretty amazing. I went through a Life in the Spirit seminar, experienced the beautiful you know, grace of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And just being kind of set on fire, you know, for my faith in Jesus and my Catholic faith. And that led me to then really kind of seek God's will for my life, you know, desiring what the Lord wanted. And I had, again, another great grace and blessing to be able to go to college at Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, which I'm sure you and many of your listeners know is just a very dynamic faith, Catholic faith-filled, on-fire Catholic university. And that's where, you know, that's really where I began to grow as a young adult in my faith, where my faith was really solidified, where my understanding of the teachings of the church and scripture were just, you know, just strengthened and increased, and a real desire you know, to serve the Lord was really born, right? And so that was college. It's also the place where I met my future wife, and we were married, just a few short years after we graduated from Steubenville, started our family. And at that time, we were living in Louisiana, and I was working in ministry doing lots of things. I was teaching high school theology to Catholic high school in Louisiana. I was working, doing music ministry, doing youth retreats, you name it, I was doing it. And really sensed the call, to maybe move in a new direction in my life, and actually kind of felt a sense to kind of leave Louisiana and move somewhere else. So my wife and I really prayed and discerned, and I applied for a position as director of youth ministry at St. Norbert Parish in Paoli, Pennsylvania. This was back in 2002, and I interviewed and I was hired by a very, very faith-filled, charismatic Norbertine priest by the name of Father Dominic Rossi. And Father Dominic, we moved up here and I started working in youth ministry, and it really has been, I've been here 20 years since. And just to, make a long story short, Anne, how did it lead up to Abbey Fest, right?
Right.
Well, music has been part of my faith journey. Music has been a central part of my faith journey. I would say that much of my younger years as a teenager, I would listen to, I would often listen to Christian radio and listen to Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith and all these wonderful, who weren't Catholic artists, but still were singing songs that were really speaking about the life of faith and deepening our relationship with God. And as a young person, that music really nurtured me and inspired me and encouraged me. And I often felt, a little bit like a fish out of water, because sometimes, our Catholic, brothers and sisters, they're not really into stuff like that, Christian music and things like that, and other than the songs that they may sing at Mass or something. So I always felt like, man, I would love for more people to encounter really spirit-filled music that really lifts the heart and soul to God. That's contemporary too, that kind of speaks to, our generation in some ways. So that's always been a big part of my faith journey. So when I was working as youth minister, after we moved here back in really the first decade of this new century, right, in the 2000s, I used to like go take walks over at Daylesford Abbey, where the Norbertines reside. And I would take evening walks, I'd pray my rosary, I'd watch the sunset, and I would pray. And before I moved to Pennsylvania, they had just recently started a youth festival, a Catholic youth festival down in Louisiana. Some friends of mine were running it. I was never really part of it. But it was held at a Benedictine, on the grounds of a Benedictine abbey down in Covington, Louisiana, called St. Joseph's Abbey. And they were inviting Catholic youth from all over to come for a day of music and prayer, the sacraments, confession, really kind of a festival of faith. And it started with maybe 500 in attendance the first year and grew rapidly to 5,000, young people from all over the South coming for this day of music with great musicians and mass and confessions out on the field, in the open field. And I just love that concept. I kind of thought of it, man, that's like a Woodstock for Jesus, right? Like coming out on this beautiful field to worship the Lord and together and grow in faith. And as I was walking the grounds of Daylesford Abbey, I really had a clear vision in my mind that I felt the Lord had placed in my heart, Mark, this is going to happen here too, right, on these beautiful grounds at Daylesford Abbey. And I was like, oh, Lord, I would love for that to happen, but I don't have the money, and I don't necessarily have the skills to put on a music festival. I mean, if you want this to happen, you're going to have to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this was 2004, 2005. You know, and there's a beautiful scripture, and I think it's in the Old Testament, Anne. I think it's in Habakkuk.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but I think it's in Habakkuk. And it's about if the vision delays, wait for it. Wait for it, right? And I'm kind of paraphrasing the scripture. It will certainly come. And so, you know, I kind of had that sense on my heart that the Lord wanted something like this in Paoli, right here in Chester County, where young people and families would come together to worship God all day long in God's beautiful creation with wonderful music. And so fast forward, and probably 10 years later, maybe around 2013,
mm-hmm.
A new family moved up from Florida and joined our parish. Wonderful friends of ours, David and Martha Wilbur. And they had just moved up, and they were looking for a parish to join, and they happened to come to St. Norbert's one evening when I was leading music for our Sunday evening Mass. And I did a couple of songs during that Mass by the one and only Matt Maher, who I loved and admired as a wonderful musician, contemporary Catholic musician, who was really making an impact, not only in our church, but in the Christian world. They were starting to play on Christian radio this Catholic performer named Matt Maher.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt a real closeness to him because he was a youth minister, too, before he became a internationally known musician. So I felt a real connection with Matt Maher and his music, and just thought it just really lifted up the Lord and was so theologically Catholic, so beautiful. So anyway, this family just joined our parish, and they call me up and they say, hi, you introduce themselves, and they're like, you know, we love the music you do at your Mass, and we love Matt Maher. And I was like, really? I said, not many people, not many of my Catholic friends even know who he is. And come to find out, Anne, my friend David was working in the production industry. He would produce large events. Not necessarily always musical events, but like, you know, big conferences and corporate gatherings and stuff. And, you know, come to find out, he'd been working this for many years. This was his background. And Dave said, well, you know, Mark, why don't we have Matt Maher come do a concert here at St. Norbert's, right here? And I laughed, and I was like, right. How are we going to get Matt Maher to come do a concert at little old St. Norbert's?
In
the gym, right? He's an internationally known musician. As a matter of fact, he had just played his beautiful song, Lord, I Need You, on the stage in front of Pope Francis in Rio de Janeiro for World Youth Day, in front of a million people in Rio de Janeiro. I'm like, now how are we going to get this guy to come do a concert here? And I said, and even if we could, how are we going to afford him? We can't pay for that. And he said, well, let me work on some details. And so I went to my pastor, our wonderful, may God rest his soul, Father Michael Lee, who was our pastor at the time, recently died this past year, but a man of great, great faith. And I went to Father Lee, and I showed him the video of Matt leading worship in front of Pope Francis in Rio, and he was very moved. And he said, well, Mark, if we can get him here, that would be wonderful. And in the meantime, my friend David had found out that Matt was doing a little tour up in New Jersey, and that about 4 weeks after our phone conversation, he was going to be up in this area and happened to have a Friday night open in his schedule. And David had checked, and he was willing to come do a show in our gym. That was 4 weeks. Until it was at the end of August, and this was the beginning of August when we were talking about this. And I said, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. So we put word out, and we just said, hey, come to St. Norbert's. God provided the funding for it, thanks be to God. We made it a free concert. Well, at the end of August in 2013, Ann, Matt played a concert with his whole band in our gym. We packed the gym, about 600 people. I think we went over the fire codes. Don't tell the fire marshal that. But we were there. And you know who came to join us were the Norbertine priests from Dalesford and many of the IHM sisters from over Immaculata and Camilla Hall. They all came. And I wish you could have seen it. They were dancing in the aisles the whole night as Matt was performing.
Oh.
But what was beautiful is the gym was just packed with young people, older people, families. It was such a beautiful, beautiful night. And people were really, really moved by Matt's ministry and music. So as we were leaving, Anne, the abbot at Dalesford Abbey, who is in charge, his name is Abbot Richard, he came up to me and he said, Mark, this was tremendous. He said, Mark, how are we going to top this? And you know what, Anne? At that moment, the little bubble went off in my brain, doop, and I remembered the vision God had given me while walking at Dalesford Abbey 10 years before, that we were going to have a festival. And I said, Abbot, we need to talk. So I immediately gathered some key people from our parish, St. Norbert's, and I said, look, I think we can top this Matt Maher event by having a festival at Dalesford Abbey. And I started to share that vision with people. And we set up a meeting at Dalesford shortly thereafter with the abbot and some of the other priests. And I kind of laid out the thought and the idea behind Abbey Fest and what it would become. And lo and behold, the good priest at Dalesford said, let's do it. Let's do it. So a year later, September 2014, we had our very first Abbey Fest. And, you know, Anne, it was such a blessed day. Matt Maher came and he performed. We had some other lesser known musicians as well. My worship group that I helped lead called Firehill Worship, which is made up of a great group of my friends and young people from St. Norbert Parish in Paoli, that we lead worship that we lead worship quite often together. We played, we performed, and we also did music for the Mass, the outdoor Mass. And we couldn't believe it, Anne, but we had close to 2,000 people who came, bought tickets, joined us for what turned out to be just a beautiful day of prayer and worship. And I can't even express to you, we didn't know what we were doing. You know, we were just walking in faith, and God bless that day in so many ways. And I think people were blown away by the number of young people that came and the families who came and joined us for this day. And so that it was on that day that the vision was fulfilled that the Lord had given me. So that's the story, Anne. I mean, that tells you the story of how Abbey Fest came about.
Well, my friends, if you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Mark Griswold, who is speaking about the origin of his faith journey and, of course, the origin of Abbey Fest. My friends, stay with us. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the story. I know Mark has many stories. So, Mark, stay on the line and stay with us, my friends, and we'll be back after this break.
Hello, this is Colleen Donahoe from the Archdiocese of Boston, and I wanted to share my profound gratitude to Almighty God for the gift of In His Sign Catholic Radio Network, and in particular, Kathleen McCarthy. I have always been a firm believer that God places people in our lives for specific reasons. A number of years ago, a dear mutual friend introduced me to Kathleen's weekly radio broadcasts. Each week, I am tremendously inspired by her holy boldness and her willingness to use her own life, as Kathleen so often says, as God's show and tell. When I finally met Kathleen in person on my first Ad Lumina Christi retreat, I knew I had encountered a beautiful sister in Christ, a lifelong friend, and one of the most powerful prayer warriors I had ever met. Despite suffering many hardships in her life, Kathleen has laid down her life in service to God and His church. So I encourage you to be inspired by the magnificent ways in which Kathleen uses the gifts God has given to her to remind each of us that we are loved beyond measure by our Heavenly Father.
We thank God for our one, holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church, where Jesus remains present to us until the end of the age, in word and in sacrament. Catholic Radio shares in the ministry of the Church to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. And in his sign, Catholic Radio, has been doing so for over 30 years. Kathleen McCarthy and In His Sign have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to bring the fire of God's healing love to the world through Catholic Radio and the Internet. With God's grace, His Word goes out, healing hearts and transforming lives. In His Sign, proclaims the culture of life loud and clear in a culture of death. The ministry's mission is to evangelize, catechize, and to be a voice for those who have no voice, proclaiming the truth that will set all people free. To our faithful family and friends who stand with us, thank you for being missionaries with us by supporting In His Sign Catholic Radio. Without your monthly support of prayer and financial giving, our mission would not be able to continue. Our mission voice would be silenced. To our new listeners, please prayerfully consider joining our monthly circle of family and friends by partnering with us financially each month. All donations are completely tax deductible and go directly to our daily expenses, like the purchase of radio airtime and keeping the lights on. Kathleen McCarthy and all of the staff at In His Sign, except Kathleen's administrator, donate all of their time and talent on a volunteer basis at no expense to the ministry. Donations to In His Sign Catholic Radio may be sent to 136 Garrett Avenue, Rosemont, PA 19010, or you can donate securely at inhissign.com. Remember, without your prayers and financial support, our mission voice will be silenced.
Well, welcome back, my friends. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network, 40-plus years, consecutive years on the air. I'm Anne McGlone, your host on Thy Will Be Done. Our special guest today is Mark Griswold, and we are talking about the origin of Abbey Fest and also his faith journey. And as we cut to a break, Mark, I was thinking, you know, the Lord prepared you from your early days in New Orleans to Franciscan University for you to listen. To me, I would love to hear the story. And then we'll cut over to Abbey Fest 2021, of your listening ears. I mean, did you physically hear the voice of the Lord, or was it an intuition, or what was it
I think, you know, definitely that vision, you know, what I heard was certainly more, a word spoken kind of in the depths of my heart, right? You know, and that it was kind of also born out of a desire, right? Because I had a desire, I've had a long desire in my life to, create opportunities and events and moments where people could encounter Jesus, right? And to help facilitate those type of events where people could come and meet the Lord in a deeper way. Because, listen, I mean, it was through many events like that where the Lord met me, right? And so if others had created space for me to meet the Lord, I've always felt that desire. And so that sense of that vision of for Abbey Fest, and when I kind of heard those words, they were words that were deep in my heart. It wasn't like an audible voice from heaven, but it was certainly something as I was praying, as I was in the spirit, right, in prayer, mm-hmm. that assurance, that word from the Lord was birthed in my heart. And I really believe that the Lord speaks to all of us in a similar way, if we create that space in ourselves to really listen and cultivate that listening ear, like in our heart, where the Bible says, that oftentimes he speaks to us in a still small voice, right? And sometimes we can't hear that voice if we're constantly surrounded by noise and we're in a, we're constantly, on the run or on the go. It's hard for us to really hear that still small voice of the Lord in our hearts. But when we give him that space and we give him that opportunity and we're in that place of prayer and communion with him, then definitely that opens the door for the Lord to speak to us and in whatever way he wants to speak to us, whether it's a word of encouragement, a word of, a word that builds us up, maybe a word of conviction of a way that we need to grow, or a word of something that he desires, his will for us in some way, shape, or form. So definitely he would speak, he spoke to my heart on that day about Abbey Fest. And I had, that understanding came through, a lifelong journey, since my teenage years of walking with the Lord and trying to open my ears to what he was saying and, put up my Holy Spirit antenna, to try to be in touch with what the Spirit of God is speaking, and so that would explain that,
So, Mark, a question for you. I only attended, unfortunately, just one Abbey Fest, and now I can't wait to come back to the next one. Yes. Tell our listeners a little bit, do each of the Abbey Fest differ in their charism, or is there a particular charism that's carried forth from one Abbey Fest to another?
Oh, that's a great question. And so from the get-go, we've always said that Abbey Fest is a day of faith, family, and music. So when you come to every Abbey Fest, you're going to encounter that. You're going to encounter, first off, faith, that the faith will be at the center and the heart of this outdoor festival. So what does that mean? Well, we're going to be having many opportunities for prayer together as an assembly. We're going to have Mass on the main stage outside, the Vigil Mass for that Sunday. We're going to have a beautiful time of Eucharistic adoration to end the day by candlelight under the stars. And I can't even begin to tell you how beautiful it is to see thousands of people on their knees adoring the Lord together by candlelight. We're going to have confessions available. We have priests signed up from throughout the Archdiocese and from religious orders who come, and we set up confession stations in the open fields around the Abbey. And we have outdoor confessions going out throughout the day. So multiple opportunities to pray and experience faith. And the second thing that we're about is family. We want this to be a family event, and we want moms and dads and kids, young and old, grandparents, great-grandparents, you name it, to come and enjoy a day of celebrating our Catholic faith together as a family in an environment where mom and dad don't need to worry about the kids. They'll be off running around enjoying the music, enjoying that day together. Just a wonderful day for a family to come and celebrate, because we know that the family is it's the foundation of our church, our families, and we want to encourage families at Abbey Fest. So we have faith, we have family, and last but not least, we have music. How do we, in a special way, how do we speak the words of the faith at Abbey Fest, and how do we encourage families at Abbey Fest? Well, we do it through the beautiful medium of music, music that glorifies God, that lifts the heart, the soul, that speaks truth, beauty, and goodness. So every Abbey Fest you come to is going to have those three elements, right? But it changes year to year, and the way we change it is we have different artists who join us every year, although Matt Maher is kind of our perennial headliner, we like to say, because Matt is such a prolific performer that really speaks to our audience and our people, and just a man of prayer. And we love to have Matt often as we can have him for Abbey Fest. But we'll have other artists, both Catholic and non-Catholic, whose music glorifies God, who will join us on the stage throughout the day. And so so that's really what it's all about. This year, there's kind of a special theme we kind of added on. It's called Day of Declaration. And the way I interpret that, Anne, for this year, is that it's a day of declaring our unending faith and hope in God, even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of all the trials and the worries that this world brings to us, that our God is still faithful. Our God is still who he says he is. And we can stand upon the rock, the foundation, and the cornerstone of our faith, and that's Jesus. And so that's what this year is about. We're declaring that despite the darkness in the world, the light of Jesus shines. And we want to declare that at Abbey Fest.
I can personally attest to the joy once one parks the car and enters the ground. The joy, it's a taste of heaven. And I'm not exaggerating. It is a taste of heaven. So, my friends, if you're feeling depressed, if your family's a mess, if you're so scared to come out of the house, this is a taste of heaven in Paoli, Pennsylvania. It is a place where you can rejoice. You can set up your lawn chair or your blanket with your family. There is food there. There are vendors there on the side. I mean, it is a place where you can escape the fears that have really been enveloping all of our lives over the past year in particular. You know what really, really touched my heart 2 years ago was the amount of young people, Mark.
Yes.
The teenagers.
Yes. Yes. Well, Anne, you know, where there's music, where there's concerts, there's young people, right? And young people love to get together, and they like to go. I mean, let's all think back to when we were kids, right? We love to go to concerts. Well, mm-hmm. This is a special kind of concert because Jesus is the center of this concert, and the music really appeals to the youth, really appeals to the young people. It draws them in. They feel a sense of community and warmth and togetherness as this music is played and as these performers perform. So it has become really a premier event, I would say, in our area for our Catholic youth to come and just celebrate together. And so it is. It's inspiring. I can tell you, I can attest to the fact the testimonies we've heard from adults and older people who are blown away, just like you said, seeing all of our on-fire Catholic youth come really celebrate Jesus at Abbey Fest.
Now, who is the main celebrant this year for Mass, Mark?
Well, Anne, we're so excited. So for the very first time, the Archbishop of Philadelphia, Archbishop Perez, will be our main celebrant for the Vigil Mass at 5 p.m. On Saturday, September 18th at Abbey Fest. So we're so excited that Archbishop Perez will be here. I've invited Archbishop Chaput every year, and every year he was in Rome the same weekend of Abbey Fest. So he was with us in spirit, but never could be with us in person. But this year, Archbishop Perez has said he wants to join us and celebrate the Mass. We're thrilled. He's also coming to spend the whole day, from what I understand, and he'll actually be presiding at Adoration at the end of the day as well. Archbishop Perez, if you don't know this, was formerly Bishop of Cleveland, Ohio, and he led on the grounds of the seminary in Cleveland, Ohio, a similar event to ours called the Fest. which is held every August, where they have Christian music all day, outdoor festival. And so he was very used to this type of event when he came to Philadelphia. So when he heard about Abbey Fest, he was so excited that we had an event similar to what he had in Cleveland. And so he's thrilled to be with us, and we could not be more thrilled to have Archbishop Perez with us this year.
Well, I also want to encourage our people. What is your website? Do you have a particular website, Mark?
We do. And yes, our website is www.theabbeyfest, one word, TheAbbeyFest, theabbeyfest.com. And you can go to theabbeyfest.com for all information about Abbey Fest 2021 on Saturday, September the 18th at Dalesford Abbey in Paoli, Pennsylvania. And you can go to the website, learn about our performers, who's performing, you know, our vendors, food information about food that's going to be available during the day, and to purchase your tickets for the day. You can go right there and purchase tickets. And I also believe if you're interested in volunteering in any way, we can't pull off Abbey Fest without an army of volunteers who help work the day. You can also get information about volunteering for the day at theabbeyfest.com. And you can also find information about Abbey Fest on our social media pages, particularly on Facebook and Instagram. Do a search for The Abbey Fest on those sites.
Well, I also love the fact that you have all the ministries. Will they be back again?
They will, and we will have probably over 70 religious vendors who will be present with their tents, anything from people that sell religious articles, rosaries, blessed, you know, objects for to be blessed later for devotions. We have booksellers, T-shirts, artisans and crafters, different ministries setting up information tables about their outreaches and their ministries and ways to get involved with them. So it really is a gathering of our Catholic community throughout the Philadelphia area and beyond. And that's just a wonderful way to kind of meet people and meet other other Catholics who are really sharing the faith as well.
I have to ask you this question, Mark. What about COVID?
And the perennial question. We're all asking that question. Well, thanks be to God. You know, as you know, a lot of the restrictions that prevented us from having Abbey Fest last year have been lifted for gatherings, particularly outdoors. So currently in Chester County, we are allowed to have our event. We have the township that we have it in has given us permission. We have a permit for the event. We are inviting people to come and join us. It's an outdoor event, obviously, which helps a lot with pandemic-wise. We encourage those who, you know, are not vaccinated to wear a mask to the event. Those who are have the option to or not, just as we are saying in our churches currently right now. So, you know, we are pressing forward in spite of the pandemic, in knowing that the Lord is going to take care of us and take care of all of His people gathered there that day. And we just ask people to use to be cautious as they all have been for the past year or more. So.
Yeah, Mark, and if you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Mark Griswold, and we're talking about Abbey Fest and all the magnificent things that are coming our way September 18th. Mark, what is the vision going forward? Is it just one day at a time, and we'll see, what happens with this Abbey Fest, or is there a long-term vision?
Well, Anne, that's also a great question. You know, we're blessed to be operating under the leadership of a board of directors for Abbey Fest. Abbey Fest is a nonprofit, 501c3. It started out of really from St. Norbert Parish in Paoli, my parish, which is a dynamic Catholic parish and of wonderful faith-filled people. And, that's where the vision started. But a couple years after we started Abbey Fest, we decided to, in order to protect the parish a little bit from, you know, liability issues and legal things, we incorporated Abbey Fest as a 501c3. So we have a board of directors, many of whom are parishioners at St. Norbert's, but others that aren't, who are from other parishes in our area. And we meet and we pray regularly to kind of discern, you know, what is God's will for Abbey Fest. So, I would like to say that Abbey Fest will continue every year, but that's always a decision. We kind of listen to the Lord and say, you know, Lord, do you want us to continue to move forward and kind of give him the space and the time and the ability to kind of lead us and not presume things, but just really constantly seek the Lord and his desire for us. So that's what we're about, Anne.
Well, I love the original story of how the Lord groomed you to hear what he wanted in terms of walking the grounds and praying the rosary, and how he revealed himself to you in terms of the desire of his heart. Mark, what happens to you going forward? What is the Lord saying to Mark Griswold? Not the board, not the event. How is he speaking to you? Is he speaking to you in the same way? Are you just being silent? I want to know about Mark Griswold right now.
Well, all right, going to reveal my soul, right? Bare my soul right now.
Yeah, that's right, Mark.
just to a few million people listening right now, right? Okay. Well, Anne, I would say, really, I think for me in my life right now, I'm kind of in a season of listening. I mean, you kind of said it before, but I am in a bit of a season of listening. It's a little bit of a transition for me in my own personal life because my kids are getting older. I don't have babies around the house anymore. I've got a recent college graduate, another college student, one about to start college in a year, and then our youngest who will be starting high school. So we, as a family, we're beginning to experience some of the changes of not having, little ones around anymore. And, that's kind of a life transition for any parent, I think. And just kind of, Lord, what are you asking of me now? Because so much of, as a father, right, so much of my life and focus is on raising your kids. And when they get older, that begins to change a little bit, just in terms of your desires, your time, your abilities, your focus. And so I kind of really am kind of in a season of just kind of listening to the Lord and saying, Lord, what do you want from Mark? As I get older, how can I serve you, Lord? And that's really, I would say, how can I serve you, Lord? Because I know that in serving the Lord, that's where I'm going to experience true satisfaction, peace, and joy in my life, in serving him. So I think not only for me, but for all of us, to keep asking that question, Lord, how can I serve you? How can I serve you? Show me, open the doors, put the pieces in the place, bring people into my life or, people that, really are kind of messengers of yours to help me kind of discern where you want me to go and where you want to lead me. I know for me and that certainly will probably involve continued, ministry of music because, I believe that that there's an anointing in my life for ministering to people through music, through worship. And I don't see that ending. But how God, unfolds that in the future, I don't know, and we'll see. But I certainly I want to be able to serve the Lord and glorify him more than anything else.
Well, Mark, you have been an inspiration to me over all the years through retreats and conferences and our friendship. And I thank God every day that we have men, real men like you, who are leading the way. Would you mind closing out your segment, Mark, with a prayer for our listeners today to bring hope and joy?
I would love that, Anne. Thank you. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you for this time together. We thank you, God, that you are faithful, that you are good, that you are kind, that you are merciful, that you constantly pour out your grace and your blessings upon your children, whom you love, whom you created. Lord, we are all your children. And Lord, we just come before you today, just begging, begging that you help us to know the depths of your love in our lives. Help us to know deeply your love for us, your embrace of us, your merciful kindness. Help us to see today your faithfulness at work in our lives. That Lord, even in the midst of difficulties and darkness and challenges and the world that we live in, which is so under duress, it seems, that even in the midst of all of that, Lord, help us to see your faithful, loving presence at work in our lives. Lord, give us new faith, new hope, and a new love for you this day. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus, for all that you are to us. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of our Blessed Lady, our Blessed Mother, who constantly said and continues to say yes to you, Lord. And we ask the Blessed Mother's prayers for all of us this day. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Mark Griswold. We pray that Abbey Fest touches many hearts September 18th, my friends. Thank you for sharing your love, your story, and your prayer, my friend. Thank you. Oh, we'll have you back on again.
Absolutely, Anne. Love to you and love to all your listeners.
All right. God bless you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Well, my friends, I hope you enjoyed the past hour. It's wonderful to have these testimonies of people who are living their faith and how the Lord uses us in our frailties and our moments when we least expect him to move our hearts. Look what happened as a result of Mark Griswold walking the grounds of Daylesford Abbey and just praying the rosary and looking at a sunset. 10 years after the Lord placed a vision in his heart, Abbey Fest was born, and look at the fruits of his yes. See, that's what I remember Ralph Martin saying to me on a radio program. I said, what do we say to the people who are stuck in the mud, who can't get out of their darkness, who can't get out of their spiritual paralysis? And he said, simply tell them to say yes. Yes, Lord, I will do as you wish. Yes, Lord, I want to serve you. So how much more do we need than to say yes? And this is why I wanted Mark on today. And I thank you, Mark, for being with us today to share your powerful witness. And my friends, coming up, we have Ad Lumina Christi with Kathleen McCarthy at Malvern Retreat House in early November. I ask that you sign up because I understand that they are accepting some people going to a hotel down the road with special rates and transportation. And you don't want to miss this Monday night through Friday morning with Father Dermot Roche and Kathleen McCarthy. I can tell you, it is a life-changing retreat where you're taught, you're fed, you're with community, and the Holy Spirit rains down, just as the Holy Spirit rained down in Mark's life as a teenager in Louisiana. So I don't want you to miss it. Don't wait to the last minute to sign up. You think, oh, it's the beginning of November, I can wait. No, you have to sign up tomorrow morning when the offices open at Malvern Retreat House in Malvern, Pennsylvania. Sign up for Ad Lumina Christi. It is Monday night to Friday morning in early November. So until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. And pray for me. I'm trying to get a special priest who is from Pakistan, who is in Pakistan, and to share his story of persecution and hope and what the Lord is doing in Pakistan with this amazing priest. So pray that he will be able to get on the air with us next week or the week after. It would be a miracle. God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.